So, Rhys Anderson, otherwise known as Chef, ask me anything you like.
Do you support a football team? And if you do, what football team?
Aha! I support Arsenal.
Oh, I'm a Chelsea supporter. So.
Well, that's a shame.
Yeah.
But why do you support Chelsea?
They're just a good team, and I don't know, actually.
Is it because, I mean, I'm working it out. You're 15, so you were born in what, 2001,
2000? 2000.
In 2000. So, you got a birthday later this year?
Yes.
Okay. I'm guessing that since year 2000, Chelsea have done very well, and I reckon that's why you've supported them. So, and just on the, you just imagine in a few years' time, there'd be a lot of Leicester supporters.
Yeah.
I went to school with a Leicester supporter, and I've never met anybody that supported Leicester since. So, Pudnorth, if you're out there, you know, all those years ago, you were the only Leicester supporter that I knew. So, yes, I support Arsenal, and my grandmother's friend and my grandmother used to make the tea for the Arsenal back in the 60s, and
really?
That's one of the reasons why I support them.
One of my mates' uncle, I think, he does the yachts for Roman Abramovich. I can't say his name, the Chelsea owner.
Abramovich?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah,
He does the yachts for him.
Okay, right. Very wealthy then.
Yeah.
All right. What's next?
Do you like your job at Vectis Radio?
No, I hate it. No, I'm lucky enough to enjoy what I do. And there's not many people that can say that on a daily basis, that they really enjoy what they do. I meet so many people that are doing jobs elsewhere, you know, and they've been doing it for years, and if they could do something else, they probably would. So I'm lucky enough to say that, yeah, I'm in my dream job.
Yes, okay.
What's next?
Would you ever move to another radio station other than Vectis Radio?
I never say never.
Ooh.
But I will say this, all right? I never say never. I embrace change. I'm one of the islanders that loves change. But I will say this. The job's only half done here. We've got an FM license to get online next year, and then we've got 5 years to keep it and look to the next level. And I'm not looking to move or disappear anytime soon.
Okay. Do you hate or even have a rivalry with Isle of Wight Radio?
Not really, no. I used to work there. I worked there for 16 years. I did every show there was. And I have to say there's every opportunity I can get, that my weekend breakfast figures are still the highest in the station's history.
Oh, my God.
And I had a great time up there, and I'm still in touch with one or two people. Lots of things have changed. Lots of people have come and gone, and I don't really know some of the new people that are up there, but the old ones that are still there, I still have a good relationship with.
Yeah, okay. This one is about cooking, actually. If you could have any food right now, what would it be?
Marmite chicken. I've talked myself into it.
It does sound actually really nice.
Okay, well, we're going back at Marmite chicken then.
Yeah.
To hell with the rest of the show. We're just going to go do some cooking. In actual fact, I get really interested in the cooking now, watching the programmes. So maybe I'll turn the... Was that the final question, by the way?
Yes.
It was. So let me just turn the tables on you. I mean, obviously, I love watching Jamie Oliver cook. I'm not sure about the way that he talks and the way that he comes across sometimes. I just think it's a bit too geezerish. But there's no doubt that he's got cooking abilities. And I kind of watch, you know, Gordon Ramsay, and I think it's more of a show rather than a cookery programme. But people like Rick Steen or Stein and a few others too, you look at and you think, wow, I wish I could cook like that. So who do you look at and think, you know, I never miss his show because he's really, really good at what he does?
I normally watch Great British Bake Off and MasterChef, like Celebrity MasterChef, and that. Like, I really like them shows because they're competitive and stuff like that.
Do you learn stuff from it?
Yes.
What I love is when they do the celebrity thing and they come in and they're messing about a little bit and then they're really trying hard and then they come in and cook their speciality and you think you get some ideas from that. And you obviously get good ideas, you get bad ideas as well. The one thing I can't stand about that programme is the commentator, the voice that says, "And Perry is cooking." And you think, my goodness me, you've got a problem there with constipation for sure. I mean, surely.